Proclamation number 8650 of 20th of October, 1963. Address to vineyard workers. Again and again I approach you with the assignment to spread my word, to bring light into darkness, to announce my gospel to all, whom I lead into the way. And when I give you this assignment, then you can also be sure that I myself bless your effort and support you in every activity, which you carry out for me. And I also know in which way everything has to happen to be successful, both for fellow men as well as for you. I will direct your thoughts, and I will also remove all obstacles from your way, because I myself want it that my word is supplied to men, which I myself direct from above to earth. And you can believe that everything is known to me, that I know about the will of every single soul and therefore also about who will accept my word without resistance. I also want to protect you from unsuccessful work, and that is why I will also put the right thoughts into your heart, which you always only need to pay attention to, which you then will also put into action according to my will. But often I also test the firmness of your will, whether you also do not let yourselves be frightened back by failures and still serve me. But you can also be assured that I am always with you with my help and that visible blessings flow to you, only you are not allowed to slacken in your striving, in your vineyard work, and you must constantly make an effort to prove your love to me out of full heart, which drives you to work for me. And you ought to know that I need loyal servants in my vineyard because darkness is almost impenetrable and my light has to be carried into the night. Pure truth is hardly to be found anymore. On the other hand, error is everywhere where my light does not shine from above to earth. Human thinking has supported error, and the intellect of man also no longer finds out of error alone. What once went out from me in all perfection, when I myself walked on earth and brought purest truth to men, that has been completely deformed and is still represented by men as truth, because they themselves are of darkened spirit and no longer able to distinguish truth from error. But only truth can lead men to perfection. Error, on the other hand, will always hand them over more to my opponent, who himself does everything to darken the spirit of men, because he does not want to lose them and because truth brightly and clearly shows the way to me, but which the opponent seeks to darken with all means to drive man towards the abyss. And people themselves, in all indifference, allow themselves to be pushed onto the wrong path by him if they are not constantly admonished and warned by messengers from above. If they do not allow themselves to be guided by those who know the right path. And I myself call my messengers and give them the assignment to guide their fellow men, to give them a right light, to give them truthful instructions, which they have received from me myself. Believe it that I only therefore speak to you from above so that you yourselves are so convinced inwardly of truth that you represent it just as convinced to your fellow men. Believe it that it is my will to bring truth to fellow men, and that I will therefore also bless every effort, which applies to this vineyard work. And believe it that I know whether and when a man is receptive and when therefore spiritual material is to be supplied to him. And I truly carry out my will, by me directing you so mentally and in work for me that success will not fail to come. Because is there anything what would be impossible for me? But everything also needs its time because I can also judge it best when man is ripe for my gifts of favor, which are to promote his soul maturity and are truly also suitable for it. However, present all your wishes and requests to me and have a confidential conversation with me. Constantly ask for my blessing, ask for my protection from my adversary's activity, who will also do everything to undermine the work for me and my kingdom. But as soon as you entrust yourselves to me and my protection, as soon as you hand over all your worries to me, I will also bring all your endeavors to a good end. I will bless you in your work and you will carry out your assignment with success. I myself will guide all your steps. I will take you by the hand and you will walk the right path. You will only want to be active for me because you feel my presence. For you will receive strength from me, and you will feel so intimately united with me that you will be happy to be allowed to serve me. Because only then will you recognize your mission and faithfully want to fulfill it according to my will. Amen.